March 22nd. Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 32. Now Jesus was casting out a demon that could not speak. After the demon had gone out, the man spoke, and the crowds marveled. However, some of them said, "He is casting out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." And others, putting him to the test, were seeking a sign out of heaven from him. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a divided house falls. If Satan is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? If I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then God's kingdom has come upon you. When a well-armed strong man guards his house, his possessions are safe. But if a man stronger than he comes and conquers him, then he takes the armor on which he relied and divides his goods. The one who is not on my side is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through waterless places seeking a resting place. When he finds none, he says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When he comes, he finds the house swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they come and dwell there. The last condition of that man is worse than the first." While he was speaking, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast that you sucked." He replied, "Blessed are they who hear and keep God's word." While crowds were gathering, he began to say, "This evil generation seeks a sign, but none will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will appear at the judgment with the people of this generation, and will condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear Solomon's wisdom. But behold, someone greater than Solomon is here. The Ninevites will appear at the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, for they changed their hearts into Jonah's preaching. But behold, someone greater than Jonah is here."